I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hey folks, just a reminder, Mega is out on tour. We will be in Austin September 8th, Dallas September 10th, and Sweet Home Chicago September 25th. And folks, we just locked in Duncan Trussell and Jen Hatmaker for the Austin show. These shows are going to be fantastic. Tickets are going fast, so head to the link in the show notes or megathepodcast.com right now. We'll see you there.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional mega church.
I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church every single week, where we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff. I always think it's a treat. I always think it's a treasure, and I always have my co-host here. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Shoes are off because it's holy ground, Hallie. How are you?
Oh, so good. So Climax was off this weekend, huh? How
that
are you?
That is right. Hallie, huge personal news. I am dating again.
Oh, great.
Yes, I'm so stoked. Her name is Malady Lightcap.
Awesome.
And she's 24 years old.
Awesome.
She's getting her master's in Christian education from Biola. And she's afraid of flying. So it's going to be a minute before she can, come out and see me in person. And I'm really busy right now anyway. But I wanted to let everyone know because I have never been happier. This person completes me, accepts me for who I am, dances when no one is watching, keeps her eyes on God, deserves my best, and loves me at my worst, even though I've never really been at my worst.
Great. So. It is such good news. I'm so happy. I thought you were taking time off.
Well, I was, and, then Malady and I met online, and that was that. But my ex, Jen Hatmaker, she finally moved on from being obsessed with me and is dating. So I thought I could also date now too, and also really post loving things online about just, how much Malady and I love each other. And that's what I'm going to do. And I really hope, everybody sees them, including Jen.
Oh, does she follow you on Instagram?
And then Hallie, Clay Mason Bannerman. And I we picked up Popsicles, his son, from Christian Summer Camp, which was really, really cool. He had a great time.
How old is Popsicles now?
You know, I think he's around 3, but he looks like he's 11. Mm. So he's 150th percentile in his age, weight, and height and head size. So, you know, we just send him away for 4 weeks because he's a literal handful.
Oh, wow. How did he like it?
Oh, he loved it, Hallie. He came back with a love for Jesus, a love for applesauce, capture the flag, campfire skits, you know, all the great things you get to do at summer camp. And, you know, the only bad thing was he didn't really understand the buddy system, probably because of his young age. And so I think his swimming buddy had to get his lungs pumped. But otherwise, really fun summer for Popsicles.
That's so cool.
How are you, Hallie?
Oh, so good. You know, I was so tickled this summer. My daughter took a little nanny job in our neighborhood. We have a neighbor who has a new baby.
Oh, which daughter?
My daughter, who wanted to pick up a little extra cash for spending money. And so our neighbor, we're so lucky because our neighbors are Christians.
Yeah.
And I just think that's so important. And then you can really trust them.
That's
you know?
Right. Not like your other neighbor who keeps putting out the yard signs.
And the lady of the house was a woman of the world. She was out working in the marketplace. I think she made good money because she drives a real nice car.
Okay.
But she stopped working last year. I was talking to her in the yard and she said, well, you know, God speaks to me in dreams. And evidently recently God came to her a dream and told her not to work anymore in the marketplace.
Wow.
So she left her job.
I mean, you know, I always think it's fun when we have dreams, you know, and we just kind of think of them as crazy. But then when God comes to you in a dream, you got to do what he says.
Yeah. It's powerful.
Yeah, it's fun.
So then God came to her in another dream and told her to get pregnant.
Oh, my word.
And she said, Hallie, we weren't planning on having a baby for quite a while, but we said, you know, gladly, Lord.
That's a real Sarah moment.
Right? And anyway, now they have this bouncing little baby boy, and he's so precious. And anyway, my daughter gets to babysit, and that's teaching her some responsibility. And he's so cute, and his name is Gladly.
Gladly.
Gladly. Isn't that a cute name for a little boy?
That is cute. I've never heard an adverb used for a name.
Gladly. And their last name is Lord. So his name is Gladly Lord.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? And I said, you know what, Mrs. Lord, you're going to love having this little baby so much that you're going to get pregnant again. I just know it. And I got a name already for it.
Oh, what's that?
I think they should name it Izzadi.
Like a Jewish name, Izzadi.
Like, is it I?
Oh, is it?
Lord?
Is it I, Lord? Well, you're definitely going to wake up hearing him calling in the night for the first few years.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Just like Solomon asked the Lord for wisdom, our guest today brings Bible wisdom in the form of some godly trivia. I'm so excited about this. It's our friend Clay Mason Bibb. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here with you two.
Well, all right.
I'm sorry. Clay Mason is your first name.
Yeah. Clay Mason. Clay Mason Bibb.
That's cool. It's a great name. Okay. Solid, manly name.
I'm totally thrown right now because, you know, you walked in, you said, I'm Mr. Bibb, and I'm just kind of thinking the soft drink or whatever. And then I had no idea. I actually have a, not sure if I've mentioned before, but my friend Clay
Mason Bannerman
is actually... I'm not sure. Is that a family name or something?
No, it's actually a pretty common name. It's so funny you hear that. That's the fourth time this week that I've come across someone, Clay Mason, as their first name. Yeah, it's, boy, this is actually a fun little trivia fact, not to get into this, but last year, 2021, Clay Mason was the second most popular name in Indiana.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, that doesn't explain why me, a grown man, you know, would have had that name. But it does give you an idea that, you know, the name is very popular. So that's surprising. But yeah, Clay Mason, you know, I've never met Clay Mason Bannerman?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's whatever. But okay, yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, this is
I have
really
a quick trivia question for you, Mr. Bibb, Mr.
Okay.
Trivia.
Okay.
Is, you know, you hear that last names can come from the vocation of that person. Like, if your last name is Miller, you milled stuff. Or if your last name is Potter, you potted, you did pottery or some such. Mm-hmm. Is Clay Mason, does that mean that you were a Mason of clay?
Well, maybe in a past life, I can tell you Bibb actually does come from in medieval times. The king did not want to get food on his robe. So a local peasant was paid to keep their hands under the king's mouth and collect any food that fell.
Wow.
It was known as the Bibbsman or the Bibbs lady if it was a queen, because we always, my understanding, kept it with the corresponding. And obviously... that is no longer something that my family did, and the men's part was dropped. But that's where Bibb comes from. Now, if there's anyone in my family who is skilled in clay masonry, that is a fact that this trivia host did not know.
That is
so cool.
What a great story. And I'm still just so thrown. Clay Mason, I've never even heard another one. So it's
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw actually several cars on the highway today with vanity plates, Clay Mason, you know, and then some numbers.
Really?
So Clay Mason 1, you know, CLYMSN 1. I saw a CLYMSN 2, that kind of thing. I, of course, don't have that. Mine is Trip Quiz, TRVQZ, Trip Quiz.
Okay. Oh, anyway,
cool.
Well, let's get into the
and
trivia.
You know what? I just realized, too, it's CMB, Gray.
Right.
CMB, just like Clay Mason Bannerman. It's Clay Mason Bibb, CMB. Same.
Right.
That is so funny.
Is
you
so
know,
cool.
I was at a restaurant the other day, and they said, all right, table for two for CMB. And I went, well, that must be me. I don't think anybody else. I went up. I said, hello, this is me, Clay Mason Bibb. I'm here to get the table. They said, oh, no, I'm sorry. This is for Clay Mason Bennett, and there is another. So there's a lot of CMBs out there, you know?
Really? Now, I'm just astounded by this. I've
one
never even...
follow-up question to the Bibb peasants in the king's table.
Yeah.
Now, were they allowed to eat the scraps? Because
no.
I know the king's food can be rich, and then the next thing you know, your feet swell up with the gout.
No, I would imagine that the Bibbs of olden days would have loved to eat. But no, the thing was, once you caught the food in your mouth, you had to then take it to the king's dog, and the king's dogs would then eat it. And that's why there's a lot of crossover in the past between the Bibb families and the Bull families, because they kind of came to, you know, the Bibbs became the Bulls in some cases, that kind of thing. But no, you were not allowed to eat the king's food unless you were testing it for poison, or unless the king said, I'm feeling charitable tonight. Methinks you may eat what has spilled out of my mouth. And in that case, you could. But no, just generally, no.
No, it's just more like a mama bird puking in the baby bird.
That's right. And that's such a lovely way to think of it.
Well, you know, let's get into the trivia, because I'm not sure if we've even touched on it yet. But, when it comes to trivia, I just love what you're doing, which is a game night of sorts, I guess, kind of like a trivia night here at Twin Hills. Tell us a little bit about Tree of Knowledge Trivia Night.
Tree of Knowledge Trivia Night is every Tuesday, right, in the middle of the week. And it's similar to your usual maybe pub quiz night or your bar quiz night, where people show up. They have little teams of their friends. They sit at different tables. I ask different questions across different categories over several rounds. The thing is, though, they're all related to Christianity and the Bible. So, for instance, last week, Bible verses... name that disciple.
Awesome.
John Voight movies. You know, we kind of covered them. You know, there were a few different ones like that. And people write in the answers, they bring it up, and then at the end we tally it up and the winner gets a special prize.
Awesome. That sounds really fun. And I love that it's just you said it's like a bar trivia, but you're not clearly doing it in a bar, which I think is really positive.
Yeah, well, I tried that back in the day.
Okay. How did that go?
Yeah, I used to. Well, and there's a reason I tried it back in the day. It did not go well. I tried a few different things. I tried doing just, fun Bible trivia. I didn't promote it as such. And I think in hindsight, that might have been my problem. I said, trivia night. We're going to cover sports and all that. Well, the sports I don't mention are some of the biblical sports, like rock slinging and water walking and things like that. And so I didn't promote it that way. And let's just say the people at the Texas Roadhouse were very upset. I remember one gentleman saying, enough questions about God, ask me about the Super Bowl. And I said, Super Bowl, you mean the Coliseum? Just things in those days, that kind of thing. So I stopped doing it then. And then I started promoting. I said, okay, you know what? Lean into it. This is a Bible quiz night. Bring your passions. And no one showed up to those. So Texas Roadhouse severed their ties with me. I was kind of just, I there's a little thing I like to say to my wife. I'd much rather be in an Indiana church than a Texas Roadhouse. And that is certainly the case with this. Yeah. And thankfully, Twin Hills was looking for something to add to their, to kind of spice up their weekly programming. And it just kind of, as a bib might say, it landed in my hands. And so I've been doing it, and it's been a lot of fun. And people come hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, they are hungry to show off how smart they are. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, the knowledge is, it's just ready to burst out of these people's brains, and I'm so happy to facilitate it.
Well, and I, not to put too fine a point on it, and I'm glad you aren't associated with this, but I think I even read a headline about how some guys got so competitive at one of these pub quizzes that there was actually a shooting of some sort at a Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that is something. That was another reason I kind of severed ties with
that
Texas
was you.
Roadhouse. Yeah, it was us. Basically what happened is there were two gentlemen, Clay Mason Bartlett and Clay Mason Bowerman.
Wow.
And that just dawned on me. That's
so cool.
Another Clay Mason. Anyway, and different teams, different tables. One team was, their team name was the Charlie Sheen Machine. This was back in 2009. And the other one was Big Johnson Daddy, something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, without getting too much into it, the question was, who won the Super Bowl? That's what they wanted me to ask. Who won the Super Bowl? That's what they wanted me to ask.
Oh.
And they kept saying, just ask. I'm tired of, stop asking about Moses. Just ask who won the Super Bowl in 1994. So I said, okay. So I pulled off my phone and I looked and I asked a question. And they got into it because the issue was the 1994 Super Bowl was played in 1994, but it was for the 1993 season.
Oh, really?
And they got into it. One team said this, one team said that. A few words were exchanged, a few rounds of gunfire. I dove through a window and I ran into the night, and I did not work at that particular Texas Roadhouse anymore.
Wow.
Like, this was 2009, but I tried some other Texas Roadhouses in the area. Anyway, the point is people get really into it. But what I like about the Twin Hills family is that they're into it, but the only thing they're shooting is positive high fives to each other.
Oh,
I mean, people want to see each other win, which is so nice in this day and age.
Well, that is really too bad, and I'm sorry I brought that up, but it is positive to think just the silver lining is, even though people do come to Twin Hills, sometimes they are armed, because we totally support that, and that they're not going to pull out a gun over something as trivial as trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a blessing, and probably something that makes you feel a bit safer as the quiz man or whatever your name is there.
Yeah, a quiz man is it. I also... I don't like quiz master. That feels there's a hierarchy there I'm not comfortable with. So I just have people call me quiz man. But I always say, you have your guns and that's great. Keep it for shooting range Saturday, which is, as you know, something else that the church sponsors.
SRS.
I say here on Trivia Tuesday, let's just have fun. And we do. The teams really get into it. And I'll tell you who loves it is the college-aged kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
They love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. Which is so cool, too, because it's so God-honoring. I think it must really bless the heart of God to see a group of young people and old gathered together inside, the house of worship, just banging around info about the Bible. I mean, what is more wholesome than that?
Yeah. And what are some of the prizes you can win?
Well, third prize is always that you get tickets to shooting range Saturday.
Awesome.
I've arranged it with the gunmaster, the gunman, to say, you know, so you get tickets there and you get a front row seat to shoot. Just basically you get to pick where you want to shoot. The second prize is, so I sell insurance during the day. The second prize is I say, I'll do an insurance consultation with you. You know,
awesome.
It's interesting. I've kind of noticed people really want third or first. The second one, second place, they're not too thrilled about. I've actually had some people, I think, purposely tank on the last question just to get out of the running.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's a great prize.
Well, I don't know, Hallie.
Second place, we say in Australia, second place is the first loser. And I kind of agree with that.
Well, that's probably why, Clay Mason.
Yeah. And as I always say, you know, as an insurance salesman, second place is the first to survive in the case of a fire or a flood. That's kind of how I sell it.
Okay.
And anyway, and then first prize is you get one ticket to a game of your choice to go see the Indiana State Sycamores college basketball team.
Awesome.
I wish it was more tickets. That tends to be an issue since there's sometimes 5, 6, 7 people on the team. I can only scrounge up the one ticket. But that's on them. You know, that's on them to work it out. But yeah, so those are the prizes every week. Sometimes there's fun giveaways.
Awesome.
Things we found in the lost and found at the church. Some old Texas Roadhouse gift cards I have. I say to them, I don't know if they work. Try, you know, is always kind of a thing. And then, you know, addition to that, I think I always say the biggest prize is that you're walking out of here. Either you are proving you know stuff or you learned some stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing that I would say about trivia.
Yeah.
There's two things exciting about a trivia question. You either say, hey, I know that. Or you say, huh, I didn't know that.
Right.
And that's why I think trivia is the fastest growing knowledge-based game in the United States today.
That's cool.
What are some of the areas of the trivia that you are really getting into right now? I guess, what are some of the topics that you find really hot?
Oh, boy. New Testament is very popular
awesome.
Right now. And like I said, the college kids love it because, you know, Old Testament is, it's heavy. It is heavy. And New Testament's a little lighter, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little lighter. It's Christ and the boys hanging out. And the college kids really respond to that. We have a lot of fraternities that stop by. So New Testament's very popular. I would also say, especially nowadays, Armageddon.
People
are really into end of days stuff.
Yeah.
A little too into it, actually.
Wow.
But that's been an interesting one.
And are you talking about the end of days and as well as the movie?
Yes. So not just, I'm talking about four things. Questions about Armageddon, the event, questions about Armageddon, the movie, questions about End of Days, the event, and questions about End of Days, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that you might remember from 1999.
Oh, I've never
That's
heard of
all
it.
Wrapped up in there. Oh, yeah. So in the movie, it's the End of Days.
That is so cool.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of Arnold's kind of, it's like nice late Arnold period before he went into politics. God bless him.
I don't know if we're allowed to say this, but since you brought up the New Testament, Clay Mason, are we allowed to say that?
It's such a crazy name. Anyway, go
then
ahead.
Are we allowed to say that? I really prefer the New Testament. I mean, we have a new covenant in Jesus, you know, and so there's a lot of stuff in the Old Testament, you know, for instance, you know, where God loves killing babies, you know, even ripping them out of pregnant moms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then these liberals say, well, God was a prolific abortionist. And all we have to say is that was the Old Testament. We're anti-abortion because it's in the Ten Commandments. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So don't talk to me about the Old Testament. I've got 10 big laws that Moses, speaking of Moses, brought down the mountain.
And then Hallie, you know, then you're gonna have people being like, well, Moses is Old Testament, which is always kind of a, you know, pushback, I feel like.
Yeah, but we have a new covenant in Christ, and Christ hates abortion. And speaking of shooting range Saturdays, Clay Mason, you know,
still can't believe that.
Jesus loves the Second Amendment. I mean, Jesus was nothing if not a gun-toting capitalist, you know? So I want to start coming to Trivia Night, and I want that third prize because I think I'd be a good shot.
Well, we will definitely save a table for you. Just round up some people and get a team name and come on by, you know? I mean, that's always the fun. Some of these team names at Tree of Knowledge Trivia Night, people get real creative with them.
Oh, what are some of those?
Well, last week, second place was Noah's Snark,
Probably was.
Right. You'd have to think that he kind of had a little bit of a little attitude. We also had recently the 10 condiments.
Oh, cool.
I laughed. I gave him a point just for that. I said, I love that. Oh, I thought it was just wonderful. We had one last week, though, Ecclesi Testicles, which felt a little
that's a bit
little icky to me.
Yeah.
I did not give him a bonus point, but I said, mind your manners, mind your manners. But yeah, but it's a lot of fun. I can ask you some questions right now just to kind of see how you all do. Is that something you're interested in?
That would be great. Yeah. I think I would kill this.
Okay. Well, let's just start right away. Okay. Here's a fun one last week. This was from the category coats in the Bible, famous coats in the Bible. Who was known for his coat of many colors?
Joseph. Haggai.
Joseph?
Oh, I guess he.
It was Joseph. Sorry, who did you say?
Greg? I said Haggai. But I think I think Haggai also had a coat.
Probably.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll just look that up later. I'll make a little point. Okay, Allie, you're up 1-0. Next up. What famous? This was from baskets in the Bible. What famous biblical figure was found in a basket in the river?
Moses.
Balthazar.
Moses is right. Balthazar. Okay.
Baby
great.
Balthazar in the basket. I'm confusing it actually from that scene in Indiana Jones. Where they switch all the baskets around and it falls out of the truck.
Right. Right. Yes, I can see how you would get that confused with Moses in the basket. Next one. Here's a fun one. Who was Jesus's father?
And Clay Mason. Just this one could have a gun toting, shooting technicality on it, like the 93-94 Super Bowl, couldn't it?
That is exactly right. There are two answers that we will accept for this. I'm looking for either of them.
Joseph / God, but God was the only biological father.
And you would get 2 points for that, Allie. Good job. But we also would accept Joseph. So, these are just some fun ones. As I said, I also have John Voight movies. I don't know if you're interested in that.
Yeah, I probably know. I just don't, all these technical ones don't seem as fun. You know what I mean? I think it's more fun if, people are just like, I know it, it's easy. But what I do want to give is a little bit of feedback, which is, do you ever worry that kind of not to give you feedback on what you're wearing, but you're wearing what I'll describe as tall khakis that start at a sort of a higher place on your body, along with a polo shirt some topsider kind of shoes. And when I look at you, I'm going, okay, I love how this guy's really friendly and stuff. But are people are you ever worried that like trivia isn't like really that exciting or cool when it comes to just kind of what we're doing here at Twin Hills, which is really some cutting edge programming?
Well, I would say you don't think I'm cool, but sometimes I wear a hat.
Oh, cool.
And kind of spices things up.
Is that the Quizman hat that you came in with? It says Quizman.
Yeah, I took it off because I just took it off. But yeah, here, I'll put it on right here. Yep, you can see Quizman right there. I would say for the people who think that trivia isn't cool, I don't know. I'm trying to think of someone that I thought was pretty cool. Alex Trebek.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Jeopardy, Ken Jennings. These are pretty cool people. Oh. And I would also say to those that think trivia is not cool, what is cool? Not knowing things, I would kind of flip it back on them.
That's a good point.
And what's it say on the back? Back that facts up? Back the facts up?
Yeah, back that facts up. Back that facts up.
That is cool.
Because that's our motto. You can have an answer, but you better be ready to back that facts up.
Did you not have a Jeopardy in Australia?
We had a show in Australia that I think Jeopardy was actually based on called Safe Answer.
Oh, cool.
And what it was instead of just asking questions that only had one answer, all the questions had multiple answers that were sort of the safest answer. And whoever had the answer that applied most broadly to the question, they won. And what they ended up winning was really awesome stuff, mostly one-way plane tickets off of the island.
Oh, cool.
And it was sort of a reality-style game where everyone was sent to an island. They're all on the island living together, and then they're trying to come up with the safe answer while also, there was kind of a lot of drinking and sex stuff also going on, which I don't support. But, if you got the safest number of answers, you got sent away off the island back to Australia or hopefully probably back to another place.
Wow. I'll have to look for that. I've seen it on Tubi, a little thumbnail for the show, and I've never clicked on it, but I'm going to tonight during my little Tubi unwind session, I'm going to check out Safe Answer.
Well, one big thing on Safe Answer, and this was a huge scandal. There was a guy named, and this is so weird, his name was Clay Mason Bubbs, and which is actually the only other Clay Mason I've ever heard of, but he was using a cell phone to come up with the safest answers, and he won season after season for several seasons and just really racked up, the one-way plane tickets and a lot of STDs at that. And so have you ever had cheating like that?
Yeah, we actually did have an issue with cheating a couple of months ago. A team brought a Bible, which is allowed. Okay. No, that's allowed at Tree of Knowledge Trivia Night. You are allowed to bring a Bible. But It was a King James version.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I said, you're not even cheating at trivia. You're cheating God right now.
Right.
And I had to disqualify them, which is too bad because I did have to see them the next day. Even though I disqualified them, they did get the second place insurance consultation. There were only two teams that night. But yeah, but that was just upsetting. But, you know, you have to, sometimes you have to bring the hammer down and say, it's not okay. It's not okay at Texas Roadhouse, and it's certainly not okay at Twin Hills Community Church.
And what is he specifically sort of your problem? I mean, I guess this goes back to the bibs and your sort of fancy, you know,
medieval
working
times
for the king. Yeah, is that your problem with the King James? Is that it's just too, you know, reminds you too much of your family's past?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think my family's past is kind of inbred into
me.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You're inbred.
Sorry, not inbred, but that has... bred into me.
Oh, I see. I mean, you could be just looking at your pants and stuff.
No. I mean, the pants are just because of some other issues I have in the crotch area, but I don't think that's because of any funny business in the family tree. I have an issue with all kings. I have an issue with, you know, royal kings. I will not eat at a Burger King. I have an issue with, you know, things like that. And King James is right in there where it's like, don't appreciate it, you know. So glad he chose to make a version. Thanks, James. You did us all a favor. No, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm getting worked up now. I just threw my hat on the ground and I want to apologize for that.
Yeah,
but
you could leave it.
But yeah, I like it up here. But yeah, I just, you know, it makes me very upset. And so yeah, so that team, you know, DQ. And DQ is another Dairy Queen, by the way. Just I said DQ reminds me. I have an issue with Queens. I mean, I a whole thing and I just won't get into it, but I think maybe that's where the insurance bug kind of bit me. Because sometimes in life you need protection against these things, whether they be floods, fires, or kings.
I see. And I mean, there's really only one king, am I right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And also, Clay Mason, if I could just offer you a word basket of encouragement about being inbred, if you think about it, we really all are. Because, you know, all of humanity came from Adam and Eve's kids, and then again came from Noah's children, Noah and his wife's grandchildren.
Yeah.
So I guess we're all inbred. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny. There's such a stigma these days attached to inbreeding. But when you put it that way, that really Adam and Eve were the first inbreeders, it makes it much more palpable.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm gonna look into that.
It's biblical.
Especially now I'm kind of hoping I'm inbred, you know? Now I'm hoping, you know, because it's like, yeah, I'm just carrying on the tradition, you know? Thanks, Hallie.
It's biblical. And you're not missing out at Burger King, although, you know, I do once in a while go for a Whopper with cheese. I take out some of the onions because, boy, my husband Lance Labonte really picks them up on my breath. But also, you know, speaking of Bible versions, I think the King James Version is, you know, it's a little out of date. And the cool thing about a megachurch is we're hip. We're relevant. We're reading the message. We're reading the Wow Bible, you know? Mm-hmm. We, you know, our God can say, yo, what up? You know what I mean? Or whatever. You got the college kids in there. You probably know what they're saying.
Yeah. And let me tell you, they think that Twin Hills is very jiggy, you know? I mean, I trust me, like, I, you know, and you all with the podcast, I mean, this is hip stuff. I mean, I'm on here and I'm like, is this MTV? You know, it kind of feels that way, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I say. If you're not reading, you know, Wow, you know, the Wow Bible, the Awesome Bible, the Fleek Bible, NRSV, NIV, NCSI, I just don't even know, you know, it doesn't matter what Bible you're reading, as long as it's not one of those fancy ones where they're just going totally off script and interpreting it, you know, in a fancy way.
I mean, if my Bible doesn't have photos in it, fun, glossy photos that, you know, a biblical events, I don't want it. You know, I like a Bible that's in graphic novel form, you know, I mean, it's that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Now, forgive me if this is too personal a question, Clay Mason, but do you like claymation?
I still can't believe that.
I love claymation. The old Rankin-Bass Christmas specials. You remember those, you
that's
know,
cool.
Rudolph and
Frosty.
Frosty actually was animated. He was not claymation.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Frosty was animated. Remember, Jimmy Durante was the, you know,
Burl
Frosty.
Ives?
The snow, you know, Jimmy, yeah, Burl Ives. Wow, look at you, very hip.
Hey,
you know your stuff. Look at us. I feel
you.
Like we're a couple of MTVJs here talking about Burl Ives and Jimmy Durante. But I love claymation, except for, I'll tell you what I don't like.
Ugh, okay.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
That is not, mm-mm.
That's, it feels wicked.
I don't like it.
It feels wicked.
Doesn't it? It feels gross. I don't like it. I don't like the way it's skeletons and pumpkins. No, thank you. Give me the old claymation where it's an elf that wants to be a dentist and a a reindeer with a nose issue. I mean, that's my kind of thing.
Yeah, and the only thing good about Tim Burton is Johnny Depp. I like him.
I love Johnny Depp, too. You know, I've always said the only mistake that Mel Gibson has ever made was not casting Johnny Depp in The Passion of the Christ. I would have loved to have seen Johnny as Jesus, some scarves, maybe a fun hat, that kind of thing.
He's got the hair. He's the hair.
He's got the hair. Oh, I just would have loved it.
I think of Jesus as being a little more rakish, you know, and kind of like doing some bounding around and, you know, jumping up on in a peculiar way up on a barrel or something. That's something that you could see Jesus doing, not this other guy, you know, even though I thought, whatever that other guy's name was pretty ripped, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know, I thought Johnny could maybe bring the character out a bit more.
That was my whole thought during the entire time that I saw The Passion of the Christ was, you know, what if he was a bit more like Keith Richards, this Jesus? What if he's a bit more like, you know, oh, you're going to put me on the cross? You know, I thought that would have been more fun. And I just kept thinking Johnny. But, you know, but hey, there's a reason that I'm not Mel Gibson, unfortunately.
That is so cool. And Clay Mason is
wow, it's just amazing that that's your name.
I was just wondering, in all these years of Bible trivia, you know, do you feel like it has deepened your deep relationship with Christ? Like, what's your favorite verse?
Oh, John 1:1.
Oh, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, that makes sense, quiz man, because you're making all of these biblical words come to life.
That's right.
You're Jesus with skin on.
Oh, well, thank you. Sounds like maybe I have a new slogan for the new hat I'm going to order. But yeah, you know, the quest for knowledge is, you know, here's something I just realized. The quest for knowledge is really the quest to know yourself. And isn't that kind of the journey that we're all on? Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's, I do think it's made me closer, you know, to God. And
Jesus. Didn't Jesus say, know thyself?
Of course he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. Know thyself. To thine own self be true, as I believe Jesus said. And I think Shakespeare might have stolen that, you know, for Polonius. But we're all, it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's accruement of knowledge. And through that, we accrue immortality. And that's what trivia is all about.
Well, I could share with you, Clay Mason, that my favorite verse right now is Psalm 63:1. Earnestly I seek you, God. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Ooh, I'm just so thirsty for him. And not to change the subject, Clay Mason, but who ended up winning trivia today?
Well, I'm looking here at my little score sheet that I kept, and Hallie, you won. You got first place, which means you are getting a ticket to see Indiana State take on Western Kentucky.
I love it.
Yeah, and that you will have to cover your own, you know, transportation and lodgings and all that, but you will have a ticket to the game.
That's cool.
Oh, it's an away game?
Yeah, it's down in Western Kentucky. Unfortunately, I could not get a ticket for one of the home games, but I did get a ticket, standing room only, for the away game. So yeah,
that's so cool. I can go down there and visit the Louisville Slugger Museum.
Oh yeah, and let me tell you, that's a place where you have fun right off the bat.
What?
Right off, it's a Louisville Slugger. It's a bat, and so when you go down there, you have fun right off the bat.
Oh, okay.
So Gray, that means you got second place.
Oh, okay.
You survived the fire, so to speak, Gray.
Is that the consultation or whatever?
Flood.
Yeah, it's a consultation. So my office is, I'm in the strip mall next to the Edible Arrangements. And if you want to come by, we can do this over lunch. We can do this really, literally whenever. I'm there most days. And we can just kind of talk about what insurance needs you might need in your life. Because as I always tell members of the church, God watches over us, but sometimes even he has to take a break and what happens then. So, you know, we could talk about insurance. Great.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on that.
Well, you have to. You have to take the prize. You just have to take it.
Folks, that's our show. Thanks so much to our guest, Jameson Webb. Go follow him at JamesonW. And please join the Patreon. We are just over halfway to our goal of 666 supporters. It's how we keep the podcast going, and you get lots of great perks. Links to that and our upcoming tour dates are in the show notes or at megathepodcast.com. Thanks. I'm Hallie Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.